WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you have been following the activity in the eastern North Pacific, you know that we had three active systems at one point last week. Two of those storms were pretty close, so there was talk of them interacting under the premises of the Fujiwara effect. So just what is that? The Fujiwara effect, or Fujiwara interaction, is a type of interaction between two nearby cyclonic vortices, causing them to appear to orbit or rotate around each other. The effect is named after Sakahui Fujiwara, the Japanese meteorologist who initially described it in his 1921 paper about the motion of vortices in water. When two cyclones approach each other, their centers will begin orbiting cyclonically about a point between the two systems. The two vortices will be attracted to each other and eventually spiral into the center point and merge. When the two vortices are of unequal size, the larger vortex tends to dominate the interaction, and the smaller vortex will orbit around the larger one. The effect is often mentioned in relation to the motion of tropical cyclones, although final merging of the two storms is uncommon. The effect becomes pronounced in these storms when they approach within about 900 miles of each other and are at tropical storm strength or stronger. The busy 1995 Atlantic hurricane season included a few examples. During the height of the season, Hurricane Umberto and Hurricane Iris took part in a brief Fujiwara interaction. Iris then began interacting with a third storm, Tropical Storm Karen, which orbited and later merged with the more intense Iris. In the 1997 Pacific typhoon season, Ivan and Joan, a pair of super typhoons, interacted through the Fujiwara effect. This interaction steered Ivan to the west and Joan on a more northerly course. Each storm spinning and then storm spinning around storms. Gad zooks, all this spinning has made me dizzy. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.